Today, being the first Sunday of October, has been set aside by the Archdiocese as a recognition of music, church musicians and church music ministry. And this isn't something really new. It's just that I've really downplayed it over the years. You recognize, you see the music ministry around us every Sunday, if that's the only day you come, or all the other services, you know, that we have. But today I thought I would recognize, obviously, the choir, the adults, the girls. We even have young men joining the men's choir. Behind the scenes, however, there is the readers' corps, the men and women who read the epistle. There's even a coordinator for the readers, even behind those scenes. And then we have the audiovisual people, the people who are running the camera, and we also have a coordinator for that. So there are a lot of people that are involved in the music ministry. So please, you know, pray for them and thank God for their dedication. They're offering a service, but they're also benefiting themselves. All of us who come, the earlier we come and the more, you know, time we spend in church can't but be good for us. Current state of things, permit me a pious rant. The current state of things, we try, you know, to push everything on Sunday. And if possible, at the end of the liturgy, that will take a major change of thinking and a change of mind so that we could actually conceive of the idea that we could actually fill this church more than one time a week. I know, it sounds strange, but anyway. So today, I have to keep it short because there actually are quite a few things to do before the end of church. But anyway, St. Paul says in one of his epistles, he says, in Greek, he says, Adondes kepsalondes to Theo entes kardias imon. I'm sure there's about five people who understood that. So he says, singing to God and reciting psalms to God en tes kardias imon. English translations of the Bible, it usually says, with all your heart. That makes sense, you know, with all our heart. But actually, strictly speaking, it says, in your hearts. And that really goes along with everything in our genuine Christian theology, that everything good, even the bad, takes place in the heart first. So that is why the practice of coming to church, hearing the psalms, hearing the hymns more than once a week, so that we can carry that with us and have those being recited and repeated in our hearts to God throughout our life. That's the same as the Jesus prayer that we try to recite, but it's also the psalms and the songs and the poetry, anything that brings us an unbroken reminder and remembrance of God, that's good, which is also one of the reasons we have church, and one of the reasons why frequent church attendance and punctual church attendance is good, because the more time we spend with God, the more that fills us, and then we just carry that singing to God and reciting psalms in our hearts. Let's stand and pray now.